Commissioner Hill.
Here.
Commissioner Spence is absent, although he indicated he would be joining online. So he may be joining us here momentarily. Commissioner Roan is also absent. Commissioner Campbell.
Here.
And Commissioner Stevens.
Here. Would y'all please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're going to begin tonight with commission reports. Commissioner Hill.
I do not have a report.
Very well, thank you, sir. Mr. Campbell?
I don't have a report either. Hold on. Maybe later.
Okay. And is Commissioner Spence online?
He is.
Are you putting him up to ask him? He has any major report. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, show that Commissioner Frank Spence has joined the meeting via Zoom.
Yes, sir. Welcome. Welcome, Commissioner. Do you have anything to report for Commission Reports?
Only for the record that I had a falling incident which caused an equilibrium problem, but I'm working out. This is why I'm still able to participate via Zoom. I guess, secondly, I'll announce that I will not be running for re-election this coming spring. So that'll open the door for any candidates that are thinking about it.
Well, I can't say good, but thank you for that information. Moving on, are there any... Oh, I have nothing to report. Are there any changes or additions to the agenda? Hearing none, we'll move along to public comment for items on the agenda when not covered by a public hearing. No one has entered for a public comment, and it's time for the consent calendar. The consent calendar is where we can approve with one vote the minutes, financials, and the event calendar.
Chairman, I move we approve the consent calendar as presented.
Second. You have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, it's unanimous. We're going to move to our action items tonight. We have two items that are similar. We have A and B interaction. Surplus Dredge S Falcons for auction and Surplus Sentinel Workboat for auction. We're putting our dredge facilities up for adoption. Care to elaborate, Director Eisen?
Sure, thanks, Commissioner Stevens. Starting at page 17, your packet, you have some information on both the dredge as well as the Sentinel. Obviously, the topic of dredging has been well discussed at the commission level as well as staff level and various committees over the last few years. And we've got to the point under the advice of our head of maintenance, Joe Teddy, that we no longer feel that we can continue to use the equipment we have for the amount of dredging, not only from an efficiency standpoint, but more importantly from a safety standpoint. The guys have done a pretty remarkable job over the years of trying to do enough repairs in the off season to be able to get things back running again in the winter. But it's got to the point to where we feel it's no longer safe to continue operating the dredge where we're operating it. And I know this is not new as far as news to the commission. So that being said, we are recommending that we auction off both the dredge itself as well as the Sentinel, the workboat. I would maybe assume that the next question from the commission might be, so what's the plan? And the answer is we don't have a fully fledged plan yet. We're working on that, but given the fact that we're currently not using the dredge and we don't plan to, I think it makes sense to go ahead and get that sold to give us some more options down the road. I know we've discussed this at the Finance Committee. Staff has also been working on some different ideas on how we might cover dredging. Everything from on one end of the spectrum, purchasing new equipment for the port, on the other end, looking at contracting out, and even kind of a combination of the two with some sort of a partnership. We've had multiple discussions with legislative offices from the federal and the state level, looking at various options. So it's something that we're working on, but at this point, we think it's in the best interest of the port to move forward, to get rid of those assets, and really that will force our hands some on what we're going to do in the future. We have our head of maintenance here, Joe Teddy. I don't know if Joe, if you wanted to say a few words, or at least be here to answer questions from the commission. So.
Well, I think you covered it pretty much, what's been happening with dredging. I'm just here to answer any other questions you guys might have.
And Mr. Teddy, what do you think the market might be for the dredge?
Yeah, currently we haven't had any appraisals done yet. We won't know that until we talk to, some of the auction sites that could make it available for us and give us an appraised value for both pieces of equipment. We currently don't know that right now due to, wanting to move these into surplus and take that first step.
In your experience, do you see that there will be a market for that piece of equipment?
Possibly, in certain regions, it's...
If the price is right.
It's attractive and, other places, but we don't know that until we get out there and put it out on the market, so...
There was a list of things that needed attention.
Yes.
Do you have to do that stuff?
As far as required for selling?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
As is?
As is.
Where it is.
Okay. Yeah, owner takes responsibility, and like I say, we'll know more from the auction sites when we go down that road. Okay.
Well, you plan on having a public auction?
Yeah. We're going to work on that. There's various sites that we've used in the past for these public auctions. So we're going to be reaching out again to initially get an idea of a value and then figure out what the best path forward would be. GovGov deals is one we've used a lot.
Yeah, we're looking at all possibilities.
Does it come out with a reserve price on it?
Yeah, there is an option.
You can have no reserve too.
Right. There is a free marketplace to advertise, and there's also reserved options.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm curious. One thing I don't quite have in mind is our other floating inventory. Do we have work boats available?
We do have some smaller vessels available if needed at the time. Yeah.
Are we going to have to replace something of similar size?
Yeah. Yes, we will.
So we will down the road be looking to buy something. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Would you think the Sentinel has more of a market favor versus the dredge?
In its current state of condition, to the right buyer, possibly. Yeah. I think the dredge could have some value in other places. But for us moving forward with our operations right now, so it's time to move on.
I gave Diane a list of prospective customers that are out of the country here in Louisiana and different places that I want to be sure they get a brochure on that.
Okay.
Where is that list? You have a list, you said?
She's got it right there.
Uh-oh.
Well, what about the pipe?
That would also go as well. It would be advertised.
Is that going to be up for auction too? You won't have any trouble selling that?
Pardon me?
You won't have any trouble selling that?
No.
There is customers here in the river that's recovering sand and selling it to the concrete plants for concrete. That dredge would probably work for that because they're dredging in shallow water behind the jetties where that sand builds up. And there might be some interest there. That's Ross Island and the Port of Palma. So, do you have an auctioneer lined up?
Not yet, no.
Further questions? Okay, we're going to do these one by each. So, regarding surplus dredge S. Elkins, we need a motion.
I move that we put it on the block.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Surplus dredge S. Elkins up for auction. It's unanimous. The next item will be the Sentinel workboat. Same procedure.
I move the same on the Sentinel, put it on the block.
Very well. You have a second?
Yep.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. And we have a unanimous pass for auction surplus workboat Sentinel. The next item is item C, ODOT statewide UCP agreement. Director Isom, can you elaborate?
So I'll pass off to Director McGrath on that.
This is a unified certification program agreement that is stipulated by the federal government if we are going to receive any federal funds from the Department of Transportation. So this is a UCP that is done to ensure that we have a disadvantaged business enterprise agreement in place to ensure that we are giving a fair shake to enterprises that are disadvantaged. So this is a mechanism by which the federal government gives to the state of Oregon. The state of Oregon mandates that they have their economic development department, which is Business Oregon, and the port, as well as the state, they enter into a tripartite agreement to ensure that we can continue receiving federal funds on Department of Transportation grants. So it's time to update that. And what I'm looking for from the commission is approval to get that done so we can continue with transportation grants.
And these are predominantly at the airport, correct?
Correct.
This is an update.
Correct.
Okay, can you answer that? Any questions for the director? Well, I'll entertain a motion.
I don't know what to put in the motion.
Well, if we look at page 26, we pretty much tell you.
Page 26?
Yeah. In word for you. We have a cough so far. We want to approve the staff going forward with the Intergovernmental Agreement Administering Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Unified Certification Program.
So moved.
What do we got here?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
I have to say, I read this, but didn't get very far before my eyes started watering. I mean, it's just acronym after acronym. I thought we were moving, trying to get this stuff, I don't know what I would say, a little more common sense on that stuff, I'm hoping, going forward, but yikes. We're kind of got our hands tied, don't we?
Yes. This is what a famous man said, is beyond our poor ability to add or detract.
Well, I second it. And
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. You have unanimous approval for your ODOT bureaucratic statewide UCP agreement. Okay, it's time for public comment for non-agenda items. This is an opportunity to speak to the commission for 3 minutes regarding court concerns not on the agenda. Any applicants?
No.
No interest, okay. And we're all looking forward to item 10, the executive director comments. Here we are in January 2025. Give us some focus.
Thank you, Commissioner. So usually I'm sitting here talking about how busy things would have been. And although there's a lot going on, the week of Christmas and New Year's tends to be, I think, the two slowest weeks here at the port. That being said, we have a lot upcoming, a lot of which is before our next meeting, so I wanted to give a few updates here. Probably the most significant is, as you're aware, last month we had the deadline for our request for expressions of interest for the redevelopment of our West Basin area as part of our waterfront master plan. So I think in total we had received 9 responses to that solicitation, which was good. Overall, they were very well done. You can tell that a lot of effort was put into those, which signifies there's a real desire for folks to be involved with this process. And so how we kind of broke things down, we had 4 respondents that were basically looking at all or most of the development that we were soliciting for. And so these tended to be larger firms that were more all-encompassing, that had some interesting plans for the best way to move forward on this development. We also had some smaller proposals that were for pieces. Some of those were local, that were looking at whether it be small retail space, looking at restaurant space, looking at bait shop type space. And then we had a couple that were either incomplete or that didn't follow the instructions on the solicitation. And so what the plan is here moving forward is, in the initial step, next week we are going to be interviewing the 4 larger proposals. So those will be happening next Monday the 13th and Tuesday the 14th. And as a part of that interview committee, Commissioner Stevens has appointed two commissioners, Commissioner Hill and Commissioner Roan, to sit in on that interview committee. We also have the director of the Chamber of Commerce, David Reed, that will be a part of that process. Our consultants, both John Southgate and then Popkin Real Estate, will be involved, and then we'll have some port staff on that committee as well. We've notified the smaller respondents that we're going to do kind of a two-step process here. So the first step is going to be to meet with these larger folks to kind of figure out kind of what the larger framework might be. And so we have these other guys on hold just for a little while until we get further down the road with these 4 to vet through this. And then the hope would be that, especially some of the locals that wanted to do smaller type developments or had business ideas, that we could then integrate that into the larger framework of these larger proposals. And so, again, overall, it's been a pretty smooth process so far. I think we've been fortunate, and it was a smart move to bring on John Southgate into this process. He's gone through a lot of these. It's also helpful because he had been hired by the city of Astoria to help conduct the waterfront master plan, that he's intimately knowledgeable about the plan itself. He already has pre-existing relationships with a lot of the stakeholders, whether it be Port City or others. And so he's been a huge help in getting us to this point. And so based on the quality of responses we received, I'm excited to go through that interview process and be able to vet through these proposals a little bit more, so that ultimately we can get a recommendation and get a presentation to the commission that hopefully we can approve and then start to move forward with this. So that's where we're at in the process of the development. So we're moving forward, which is nice. Also next week, and this is kind of ties in with the trip that Matt had taken to Denmark last year as a part of the industrial symbiosis tour, is they have representatives, and I'm hoping that this deal with Greenland doesn't kind of throw things off, but we're going to have representatives out here from Denmark. They're going to be visiting the port, among other locations, to kind of talk more about their processes and how it may apply. And Matt, maybe you can talk a little more about their complete tour, because I know they were also going to meet like at Fort George.
Yeah, well, they're starting actually at Boardman Foods out in Port Morrow. So they'll be starting there on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday they'll come out here. Then we'll start Thursday morning, Fort George, look at possible biodigesters there, how that's going to work, potentially do a tour of the Fort George waterfront, and then they will go to BioOregon for Pacific Seafoods, look at their operation, and then Friday morning they will come to the port of Astoria. We will be at the Barbie Maritime or Barbie Center. We will have them for the entire morning to talk about the Byproduct Recovery Center, what's going on with Pier 2 West, and how we can potentially pull resources from that. After that, we have the evening where it's kind of all hands on deck. We'll have Pacific Seafoods will be back here. We'll have Bornstein and DeYang also at the Barbie Center. And then it will be just kind of a brainstorming session of what they've learned throughout this trip, and then some potential solutions and what they're going to be providing us as far as final reports on what their recommendations are going to be. So.
What was the date again on that?
It's next Thursday and Friday, so 16th and 17th.
Of this one?
Of this one, next Wednesday.
And then two additional items that I have on here.
I ask a question regarding that. Are those meetings open to the public?
Some, they're by invitation. Most of them are closed because there's proprietary things as far as the tours go, but there is going to be a public lunch and learn that's going to be held at the Bridgewater Bistro, so you can look for that. That'll be held next Thursday at noon. And that will be a number of different electives that will be
involved. And these will be advertised?
Not advertised.
Not advertised.
Just in specific invitations will be sent.
Okay, and do I need to worry about having a quorum of commissioners present?
Yes, because it's not going to be a public meeting of the port, but potentially issues that could come before the port commission will be discussed.
Yeah.
Namely the biodigester.
Of
so,
course, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all I have to say is I'm going to keep an eye on that as invitations go out. Okay.
So the only other two items I have here, real quick, if you've been to the east end of town recently, you'll notice that Bergerson is out there working on the demo of what's left of the East Basin Causeway. And then last thing is just an agenda item for our next meeting. We will have a presentation of the airport master plan. So that will be coming up on our next agenda.
Okay. Questions for the director? Upcoming meeting dates for a workshop session January 21st, 4 p.m., and a regular
session, February 4th, 4 p.m. No further business, meeting is adjourned.